The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District N newsletter for the month of July of 2024. And the first thing I need to do is apologize if I don't pronounce your district governor's name correctly. Her first name is spelled A-N-A, and I'm going to pronounce that Anna. And I apologize if it's really Anna. All right. Monthly newsletter, District N, for July 2024. A message from your district governor, Anna M. Elliott. The day has come to begin this journey as your district governor, and I hope you are all as excited as I am. As IPDG Carly Metz has ended his year strong, let's keep that momentum going for the good of the causes we support, as well as our district. I have a dedicated and committed cabinet in place to assist you and your club in any way necessary to have a successful Lyons year. Roar! And that's signed A. Elliott with contact information, MSG. ELLIOTTWIFE at gmail.com. So that's MSGElliottWife at gmail.com. Number 252, I'm sorry, let me start that phone number again. 254-415-2751. A message from IVDG Gene Getz. By the time this newsletter is issued, we will be starting a new Lyons year. Congratulations to all of you for a fine job collecting funds to support Brighter Visions and the Camp Dogwood Raffle. We ended the year not only meeting but exceeding our goals. The Brighter Visions campaign is not completed at this time, but District 31N contributed $91,283, surpassing our goal of $90,000. For the Camp Dogwood Raffle, all our districts exceeded the amount raised the previous year. I'm ready and excited to assume the reins of first Vice District Governor. In addition, I will also be District 31N Chair for KidSight and State Co-Chair for Camp Dogwood, sharing the position with PDG Lorraine Dupree from the Wingett Lions Club in District O. Regardless of the jobs that I'm responsible for, be sure that you and the clubs of 31N will be my top priority. If you have questions or need help, please do not hesitate to contact me. And that's from Lion Gene Getz. Here's the contact information. Phone 414-640-5933 or email ggoetz00 at gmail.com. And his address is 312 Glen Laurel Drive, Pikeville, North Carolina, 27863. And then from 2VDG, Eddie Chase. Hello, fellow Lions. As we close out another great year in Lionism and begin a new year, I would like to say thank you for allowing me to serve our district as 2VDG for the upcoming year. I am looking forward to serving alongside other Lions throughout our district. We have awesome Lions in our district that always put forward the utmost effort in all they do. We serve our communities with great pride and honor. I will do all I can to assist you in your clubs and throughout the district to further the good of Lionism. As we begin this journey together, I look forward to visiting you and your clubs. And that's sincerely, 2VDG Eddie Chase. Phone number 252-939-0549. Email eddie.chase1953, and Eddie is spelled EDDIE.chase1953@gmail.com. A message from out IPDG Carly Metz. Greetings, fellow Lions. We will have done a lot of great things this past year, and it was done through your great service as Lions. We did not complete every goal, but we sure did meet most of them. We exceeded our Brighter Visions goal for the year. As of June 21st, we have raised $91,283, with more projected to come in. This is the first time in a long time that we met the goal. We increased our Camp Dogwood raffle sales by $4,801.95, and from last year, totaling $22,800.95. We have taken on the lead for a huge fundraiser for renovation project for our Lions Cottage that will total somewhere around $300,000. Lion Scott Stevenson has been hard at work, where we have raised around $55,000 in less than 4 months without really getting started on the campaign, because Lions care when they heard what was needed. I really believe we're about to hear some really great news about this project, and this district will be blown away as Lions. We can do when we have a passion about something. It gets done in record fashion. Stay tuned for more updates on the Boys and Girls Homes Lions Cottage project. I hope we get to make the next big announcement at the awards and installation on July 27th. So stay tuned. What can I say about membership growth? We took the Mission 1.5 campaign that we can do more service by adding new members, and we continue to do that. We have added members, a club, and two Leo clubs to district. I have not seen this much excitement in a while. So I'd like to thank each of you for doing what we do best. We serve. Even as my year is coming to an end, my service to this district and to the state will not end. I will be leading a newly formed committee for North Carolina Lions Foundation, Leadership Development Committee. This committee is made up of my council. We will be training the NCLF committee chairs on everything about the foundation so they can give you up-to-date information on your foundation and the needs of the camp. I also am going for the nomination to be the incoming second VDG's council chair. I look forward to continue to serve with the best district. And that's from Carly Metz, immediate past district governor. And here's a flyer from the International Lions, International President. What does it mean to make your mark? It means stepping up in our clubs and our communities and changing lives. It means amplifying the voices that may go unheard. It means showing the world that Lions care and we are here to stay. And that was from Fabricio Oliveira, your 2024-2025 Lions International President. His motto is Make Your Mark. Global team updates from PDG Robert Bob Block, GST. Fellow Lions, it is my pleasure to serve our district as the GST for the 2024-25 fiscal year. First, I want to thank our district governor, Lion Anna Elliott, for choosing me to help lead this ever-important position in our district. I feel that it is important for everyone to understand the role of the GST and what that stands for. You know us Lions love our acronyms. The Global Service Team, or GST, helps clubs identify resources and use best practices to improve their projects and, by extension, their impact. Quality service projects increase member satisfaction and help attract new members who are looking to serve. The GST champions the service programs, resources, and grants of the Lions Clubs International and Lions Clubs International Foundation, or LCIF, empowering Lions and Leos around the world to maximize their service impact. And there is, underneath this text, is a web address, www.lionsclubs.org/en/resources-4-members/resource-center/GST-toolbox. So, In a nutshell, it'll be my goal this year to help each club celebrate the service they're already doing and get recognition for importing their service projects to the Lions portal. I will assist club leaders with the how when it comes to reporting questions. I will share ideas and challenge each club to think outside the box and take action, because after all, we serve. I look forward to working with the clubs of our district and hope that many of you will reach out to me over the course of this year. Together, we can make a difference, and together, we will grow our district with more loving individuals offering needed services, or Lions, through service. Serving each other, PDG Lion Bob Block. Cell number 252-229-5099. And following is a page that declares the region and zone chairs. And this has many, many zone clubs and listed their zone chairs, which would be a lot too much to read, I believe, in this newsletter. Camp Dogwood and Brighter Vision updates. From the Camp Dogwood District 31N Chair. The Camp Dogwood raffle this year ended up doing great, with all districts showing an increase. Thank you for a job well done. For next year, I look forward to co-chairing this position with PDG Lorraine Dupree. Lorraine is a member of the Wingate Lions Club in District O and has filled many district and state positions. Your Camp Dogwood raffle will change for 2024-2025. Ticket prices will change to $5 per ticket, $10 for 3 tickets, and $20 for 7 tickets. No staple binding the books together, and no extra cover sheets. And the addition of a QR code on each ticket. These changes will save a large amount of money in ticket printing charges and will simplify the collating process for clubs sending in a large quantity of tickets. The QR code will allow clubs to easily process payments on the web. Please have a representative of your club at the Brighter Visions kickoff. Your effort to have someone from your club at the kickoff to pick up tickets will be appreciated. And that is August 24th, 2024, 11 a.m. at Lions Industries for the Blind, 4126 Berkeley Avenue in Kinston, North Carolina. And there's underneath this a table listing the fundraising. And for District L, they increased their fundraising by 24%. District I increased by 12%. District O by 21%. District N by almost 27%. And District S by over 34%. So, congratulations. The total for 2024 was $128,193.60, and last year was only $103,335.70. And here's something from the North Carolina Lions Foundation. See the 21st Century. New KidSight screening manual now available. The state coordinator of the mobile screening programs and the See the 21st Century Mobile Screening Programs Committee are pleased to announce the availability of an updated and expanded KidSight screening manual. This manual provides a significant increase in guidance for clubs that might consider adding children's vision screening to the services provided in your communities, as well as for clubs that are already conducting KidSight screenings. There is a heavy how-to emphasis in the revision, including more about planning screenings and a new section entitled Screened Facility Requirements. The importance of follow-up for the children who are referred for complete eye examinations is stressed, and NCLF's position on screening of adults with the photorefractive cameras during KidSight screenings is covered. The two key forms used during screenings have been updated, and a new form, a template, has been added to give to parents of referred children. Another addition is an expanded section about guidelines for volunteers and a new code of ethics that will be covered with all volunteers prior to every screening using the NCLF KidSight units. and which we hope will be used by all clubs doing KidSight screenings. The new manual can easily be accessed on the HOME, North Carolina Lions Foundation, page, nclf.org, and then access program forms. Once in the drop-down for program forms, look on the left side under See the 21st Century Screening Programs. Here you will find the MSU/KSU booking guidelines, along with the MSU screening manual and the KidSight screening manual. Please contact the state coordinator, Brian Hoover, at brian@nclf.org, and Brian is spelled B-R-Y-A-N, at nclf.org, or call 800-662-7401, extension 241, with any questions or comments. Looking forward to serving together in your communities. Yours in service, John Snellings, incoming state chair of the See the 21st Century Screening Programs, and Brian Hoover, state coordinator of the See the 21st Century Screening Programs. District Governor Anna M. Elliott requests the pleasure of your company for our District 31N Awards and Installation Ceremony. And that will be on July 27th of 2024 at 2 p.m. The special speaker is PID Gwen White. It'll be held at the Carolina Lakes Clubhouse, Gated Community, 91 Clubhouse Drive in Sanford, North Carolina, 27332. You need to RSVP by July 21st to msgelliottwife@gmail.com. So I'll spell that out. msgelliottwife@gmail.com. That's from Betty Shingleton, your district treasurer. emilysgg2015@gmail.com. I'll spell that also. emilysgigi2015@gmail.com. Mail your payment of $30 to 214 Jesse T. Bryan Road, and that's B-R-Y-A-N Road, Kinston, North Carolina, 28504. Brighter Vision Kickoff, Bring Your Basket. Show your support for the programs offered by our own North Carolina Lions Incorporated, or NCLF. There are many ways we can show our support, but two primary ways are through volunteering and donations. This meeting is your club's opportunity to show support through your donation. So, please try to submit a donation. For many clubs' budgets are tight. We ask that you do what you can to show your club's support. Help us with donating at a basket for the raffle, or selling raffle tickets for $5, or, $125 per member initial contribution. Join our event August 24th, 2024, at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Lions Industries for the Blind in Kinston. For more information, contact PDG Carly Metz at 252-259-4827 or email cmetz22@gmail.com. Lions Visually Impaired Persons Fishing Tournament Incorporated has an online auction the entire month of July, July 1st to 31st of 2024, and more than $55,000 worth of merchandise will be part of this online auction. There's antiques, apparel, art, vacation packages, golf packages, jewelry, fishing rods, food, etc. You can browse, register, and keep on bidding for these lovely items. So you can scan a QR code that's in the paper version of this newsletter, or go directly to the auction, or visit www.ncvipfishing.org. All proceeds benefit the 2024 NC Lions VIP fishing tournament. Here are some important dates. DDG 31N, Anna M. Elliott, is inviting you to a scheduled Zoom meeting. You could join the Zoom meeting. Wow, there's a very long address and then a meeting ID and a passcode. Yeah, just way too much data right here to pass on. But it will be held Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024 at 7 p.m. That will be about reporting service projects. On Tuesday, August 27th of 2024 at 7 p.m., the content will be effective communication. On Tuesday, September 24th at 2024 at 7 p.m., conflict resolution will be the topic. Tuesday, October 22nd at 7 p.m., what is a lion is the topic. Tuesday, November 19th at 7 p.m., the topic is LCIF grants. And lastly, Tuesday, December 17th of this year, 7 p.m., the topic is Mission 1.5. Please make sure to RSVP to m5djack@yahoo.com if you would like to participate in this and in any of these scheduled Zoom meetings. Thank you for reading. And we're at the last page. Lions Industries for the Blind Incorporated, independence through employment, providing quality products and services for over 40 years. They're now offering Lions Club apparel. And that's from Lions Industries for the Blind. You can call them at 252-527-3499 or 919-252-5050 in Kinston, North Carolina. And there are pictures of the apparel merchandise that they're offering. There's a baseball cap with the Lions International logo on the front, a fleece vest, a T-shirt, a golf shirt, and a fleece jacket, all with the Lions International logo on the front. And there you have it. I've come to the end of this month's July of 2024 District N newsletter, and I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lions newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Thank you.